Last time on Culture File, we went through the looking glass with Irish comedian Garrod Farrelly, who's been exploring the electronic world of comedians and their podcasts, and he's doing it again today when he discovers there's no downside for comedians taking creative control of their destiny, well, other than the iTunes charts and all the other comedians doing podcasts. Very little downside.
With so many comedy podcasts out there, it's very difficult to find something that's really unique. And when you do, it's like finding gold dust. But by podcasting a journal of his week in the form of snapshots recorded each day on his iPhone, Justin Morehouse has done just that.
Hello, I'm Justin Morehouse. This is my podcast.
Now, the very first podcast I did, I sat down with Jeff Innocent and he just started telling me about his dog that had died. And I just went, oh my God, we've got something here. Martin Kellner, who was talking about his cancer, and I thought, oh God.
Your podcast makes everything is so real, you know, because even there was one where you were playing the Comedy Store and someone was on, but they were having a rough show.
And he came off and I just thrust the microphone into his face and went, what was that like? And he was going, oh, this shit. But then even because the comedian in him, he just went, but I got him round in the end. And that's the one where I have to say to him, look, are you all right with me putting that on the podcast? You know, and he said, yeah. You know, no one's ever said no. No one's ever said no. People have gone, and I've explained it and told them, you know, if they've told me something about a bad gig they've done, I went, is that all right putting it on the podcast? And they've gone, and then I'll go, well, Martin Kellner told us about how he thought he was going to die and left a note for his family. Okay, then, that's fine.
Jessica Chaffin is a character comedian, which is different to stand-up. She's used to playing to raucous, rowdy audiences with her comedy partner Jamie Dembo, who, as Ronna and Beverly, offer advice and interrogate their guests. Surely with all that missing energy, it's difficult to reduce the act down to just them and a microphone.
There's something about the intimacy of the podcast that's allowed us to delve deeper into the characters and the universe. So it's almost like not as frantic. When you do a stage show, you only have an hour and you're playing to the rafters and that's what you're doing. And this is just much more intimate. And I think it's allowed us to kind of hone our skills as character comedians and comedians. Please don't.
Yeah.
Please don't spell that with an I-E-N-N-E. But there's something about the natural ramble of that conversation that I think also lends itself to making them feel like real characters. I mean, the best thing is when we get letters from people that are disappointed that we're not real people.
He's on Big Bang, and we said, what is Big Bang?
What are you talking about?
And then we watched, and it's very funny.
You know what?
It's a very cute show.
It is cute. It's got that girl on it from the other show.
Her, I don't care for.
Yeah.
But the rest of it is
guessing
so...
guessing you mean Mayim Bialik.
Oh, yes. She's terrific, okay. Except for that I also don't care for her.
Right.
Comedy podcasting doesn't necessarily mean laughs. Stuart Goldsmith thinks the reason comedians respond so well to his interviews is he doesn't ask them to be funny, which is asking for trouble.
Most interviews that are done for a PR basis are about the comedian trying to wedge in as much of their funny stuff as possible. And I'll never forget seeing Michael McIntyre on Loose Women, of all things. I used to do the studio warm-up. And McIntyre absolutely ignored any and all questions and just rammed as much of his material and as much of his observational stuff as he could. You know, they said to him, hello, and he said, God, it's great to be here, isn't it? And all the weather's outside. And then he launched into 5 minutes of pre-prepared stand-up material on the weather. But for that sort of interview, the interview itself is a premise for the TV show or whoever to get some content and for the performer to get some publicity. The good thing about podcasting is that because it's an end in itself, I get to ask questions that aren't based on PR and they're not based, I never use it to help people sell things. It's actually just a line of intellectual inquiry.
This is my experience of radio and interviewing comedians, is that often when I would interview comedians on my show, I would have to kind of remind them when the song was on, you need to be funny. That's why you're on the radio. People want you on the radio because you're amusing and entertaining. They don't want you on to... We don't care what you think about things. We just want you to be funny. And comedians just forget that. But they do on the podcast. And most comedians are naturally funny anyway. And I always stop recording on a big laugh. So I try and structure it like a joke. So I stop. We get and I think to myself, well, that's the out there. And that's come from the radio kind of... training of experience of going, get out on the punchline, hit the sugar babes, you know, that's kind of that isn't a punchline, by the way, hit the sugar babes, that's a take 15, here's the cause.
Because you're focusing on a worldwide audience, there is no such thing as a podcast becoming too niche. You may think a subject is fascinating and somebody may email you from the other side of the world to tell you that they do too. Because no matter what the topic, when you find a podcast that you like, it's the best.
It does get quite geeky, and I think a lot of my listeners are either comedians, new comedians, wannabe or aspiring comedians, or like real comedy geeks, people who actually, who are quite happy to self-identify as kind of comedy nerds. 90% of the interviews you see are about getting the PR message across, getting the line of inquiry. You know, you might see a big TV interview that is maybe, it's the interview has been done in advance by a researcher, and the questioner knows what they're going to ask, and the interviewee knows what they're going to be asked, and it's sort of a performance, and there's a place for that. There's absolutely a place for that. But I think people really warm to my show because it is a real conversation, and I do think that comedians, by the nature of our working process, we don't have day jobs, we don't have water cooler chat, we don't have colleagues. You know, we have people who we occasionally see, if we're lucky, even your friends on the comedy circuit, you might not work with for 6 months or more at a time.
Yeah.
It's a profoundly isolating profession, or can be. And it also attracts people who love people's company. So there's a really weird kind of dichotomy at the heart of it. There's definitely some parallels between the creative process of a comic. It's just them in their room or in a cafe writing jokes and then walking on stage and saying them with no levels of editor in between them. There's definitely a parallel between that and the way that podcasts work. But I also think that there is a sort of a taking back control of the means of production. There is definitely something very attractive about being completely in charge of your creative destiny, if you like, and be in charge of your creative freedom.
And what do you think then is the worst, the downside, or is there a downside? Because it seems like comedians are now in control of what they do, which is amazing.
There's no downside other than that's another thing for you to compare yourself against other comedians with. Where am I in the charts? Yeah. And those charts are so arbitrary as well, because yeah, who knows how them charts are put together? Because there are some days I'm number 3 and then some days I'm 129.
Garode Farrelly there reporting from deep inside the Skypey world of the comedy podcast. And the comedy podcasts featured in Garode's report were Stuart Goldsmith's The Comedian's Comedian, Jessica Chatham's Ronna and Beverly, and Justin Morehouse's About 30 Minutes, Never More Than 45. And Garode Farrelly's own podcast is called Fascinated.